Welcome, you're listening to The Daily Dog with Michelle Forto. We are sponsored by Alaska Dog Works. Today's episode is keeping up with your dog training through the winter. This is extremely important in the colder states because dogs and ourselves, we get quite lazy throughout the winter months, and it can breed bad habits that are really hard to break once we get back into spring and wanting to go and do things outdoors with our dogs. So, but that doesn't mean all of the great training momentum you and your pup have built up over the past months in the summer has to come to a screeching halt just because it's cold outside. Even though it's winter, your dog still needs the physical and mental stimulation that come from learning new skills. Here are some ideas for keeping up with training and exercise when there is snow and ice outside. I also got this article, notes from the American Kennel Club blog site. So, teach a skill indoors. Choose a canine good citizen skill your dog doesn't have or needs to polish and set up a daily training time indoors. You can work on sit. Learn how to teach that here. Down, come, and stay in a small space. If you are ready to move beyond CGC, start teaching your dog to heel. You can move furniture such as small tables or chairs so that you have obstacles that can be used to refine your pup's heeling skills. We also like to work on leadership stays during the colder months as well as rainy days here in Alaska. And a leadership stay is something that I teach dogs to do so that they're on a stay and you can come and go as you please for 30 minutes and your dog will stay there. This technique takes about 7 weeks to train to solidify. And you want to start by sitting with your dog in one place and you're sitting next to your dog on the floor while your dog is on the downstay. Your dog can be on a leash in case they like to get up and move around a lot. But the idea is that you're sitting next to your dog, minding your own business, reading a book or watching television or playing around on your phone. And your dog is going to lay there. You should not touch your dog or have to reinforce the down command very often. If your dog does get up, you're going to simply put them back down. This takes time to build up to the 30 minutes. And then, you know, as the weeks go by, you're going to move yourself from the floor to a sitting position on the couch and then across the room. And then you're going to be walking around the room and then going out of sight. And, it really is a nice, it's a nice command to teach to your dog during those long winter months. Tease their brains. Hide treats or toys and have your dog find them. Or if your dog has a reliable stay, you can play a fun game of hide and seek. Put the dog in a stay and then go and hide somewhere in the house or apartment. Have a family member tell the dog, go find whoever. I taught my dog to play hide and seek by hiding nearby in the beginning, about 10 feet away behind a sofa as a family member kept from the dog from peeking. The dog quickly got good enough at this game that I could go upstairs, walk in and out of rooms, and eventually hide behind the shower curtain in the bathtub before the dog was sent to go find me. It was never clear which of us was having more fun with this game. Another way to engage your dog is with the Woofopedia Playtime Pack, which includes a combination of fun toys and delicious treats to get you and your dog going. Provide indoor exercise. Small dogs can be easily exercised indoors by having them chase a ball in a hallway. Canine freestyle moves are a good way to exercise larger dogs indoors. Canine freestyle, by the way, is doggy dancing. And there are many other things that you can do with your dog indoors. I like to tether the dog to me and walk around my house hands-free, but the leash is around my waist and with the dog in a good heel position on the left side. And whether I'm cleaning with the vacuum cleaner or dusting or folding laundry or even cooking dinner, I do that with the dog with me the entire time I'm moving about the house. And that really teaches your dog to do things with you symbiotically, but it teaches them how to watch your body language and move out of the way when you're moving and changing direction without having to constantly pull them around by the leash. They are going to learn to move by watching your leg and feet movements as well as your hand movements. And so that can make things a lot more fun in the winter. There are also things you can train your dog to do with you outdoors in the winter. In the early fall months, we like to do bike joring with our dogs, and then we move into ski joring when the snow falls, and that's a lot of fun to do with the dogs. Another thing that we like to do is go snowshoeing with our dogs, and cross-country skiing is ski joring. So those are things that you can do with your dog in the winter months. What you're going to do there is either get your dog trained off leash or train them in techniques using harnesses where they are able to lead out front and assist you in pulling. It is a lot of fun. It is a lot of work, and we do offer clinics for that in the winter months. But you know what? We say get out there and get busy with your dog no matter what the weather or the conditions are. Dogs like to move about. They don't really give any kind of care towards whether it's raining or snowing or beautiful sunny day at all. So always remember, training your dog is not just a chore. It's fun and engaging for you and your dog. Thank you so much. Take care.